what has to be broken before you can use it? And this is the riddle of the week.
Welcome to All About Atlas. I'm your host, Wyatt. With me are George, Dakota, Brooklyn, Autumn, Ian, Ellie, and Willow. On All About Atlas, listeners get a behind-the-scenes scoop on everything about the program. In today's episode of All About Atlas, the Amazing Race Geography Project, the Grade 8 Hydraulic Arm Building Project, update on news stations, and interviews with Atlas students about the Personal Discovery Project, and a bonus interview with our segment interviews with George in the Hallway, as well as with LCVI teachers about what it is like to be a high school student. Enjoy.
On January 13th, the Grade 7 started an Amazing Race project. For this project, they had to go to 5 unique landforms around the world. For each of these landforms, they had to include a temperature graph, weather patterns, and interesting facts about the location. They also had to talk about cultural aspects. This includes languages spoken, festivals that are celebrated, and things like the national dish. We presented our projects for a few days. After that, anyone who got an extension would present their project a few days later.
For February, the Grade 8 Atlas class built functioning hydraulic arms. The Grade 8 class spent the month planning, building pieces, and assembling an arm that functions in 4 places. In this challenge, the Grade 8s needed an arm that could pick up an empty pop can and move it across a table. Students had a choice of building materials between cardboard, corrugated plastic, or jinx wood. Each project used 10 milliliter syringes powered by water to make each part of the arm move. Congratulations to all Grade 8s for their excellent work.
Next up, we'll be talking about the Atlas Variety Show. While the rest of the school is doing a lip sync and is only being allowed to do a lip sync, Atlas is doing a variety show. Now you may be wondering, what a variety show is? Well, it's basically whatever you want. Students must still participate, but you don't have to do a lip sync. Some ideas given are a cooking show, maybe a comedy skit. For instance, Reed is doing a Nintendo Switch reveal trailer on YouTube. Ellie's making decorative wings out of fake bird feathers. Also, Zachary, Willow, Autumn, and are making sculptures, plus lots more unique, interesting ideas. Well, we are all excited to see what people have created or what they're performing on February 28th.
Today we'll be talking about green screen news stations. In this project, all of Atlas will split into 8 groups. The groups had to write a script that included a main story read by 2 anchors, current weather, 1 sport, and 1 interview. The interviewer could interview anyone who is related to the story in some way. Once the groups had been given enough time to write a majority of their script, a random wheel decided when different groups would record in front of the green screen.
Throughout, each group was given a majority of a period to record. No group managed to finish all the recordings in one period, so groups have been given several extensions, with the final recordings happening on March 19th. The final project will be presented on March 21st. We are all excited to see how it will turn out.
Hi, I'm Ellie. Today I have...
It is I, George Pei. Yeah, I'm your host.
Okay. Number one of the questions. Tell us about your personal discovery project.
My personal discovery project was learning to use a lightsaber. It was Mr. McCormick's favorite, and he said by the first week it was his favorite personal discovery project he's ever seen.
Okay. What did you learn?
I learned how to use a lightsaber. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the most rewarding part of the project?
The last video was
probably the most rewarding, seeing as I got to show it to the grade eights. I also enjoyed slicing my dad's hand off with the lightsaber.
Okay.
We did that to make it all look real.
Hello, I'm Ellie. Today I have...
Brooklyn.
Tell us about your personal discovery project.
So I did a dance called Soldier Boy in a group with three with Tenmi and Lily.
Nice. What did you learn?
We just learned like patience and like how to dance, honestly, because it was hard at the same time, and like we managed through it.
Nice. What's the most rewarding part of the project?
Like, that was fun, and, like, I feel like we got, me and my friends got closer through it, and, like, we just got to do it in front of Atlas and not the whole school.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Ellie. Today I have...
Lillian.
Nice to meet you. Tell us about your personal discovery project.
For the personal discovery project, I did a dance. I did the dance Soldier Boy with Brooklyn and Tenley.
Nice. What did you learn?
I learned how to dance.
Cool. What is the most rewarding part of the project?
That we got to do this just in front of Atlas, not the whole school.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
The newest and coolest product from the Totally Not Evil company, TM, is Attitude in a Can. Levels of Attitude include preteen and teen. Now with extra sarcasm. Buy today, only $39.99 per can.
Welcome to George in the Hallways.
Here I have...
It's Mr. James. I'm the vice principal here at Calvin Park.
What's your favorite winter-themed movie?
Oh, that's a very excellent question. Could be Home Alone. Could be.
Very good movie.
Could be Die Hard.
Like Die Hard, my favorite Christmas movie.
But those two would probably be up there. I think it's on the
theater. Yeah. What's your favorite winter themed snack?
Oh goodness sakes!
We only ask.
Probably poutine.
Poutine.
Yeah.
What's your favorite winter themed activity?
Well, I know it's an indoor sport, but it's actually tends to be done more in the winter, but. Basketball.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Well, the George in the hallway. Here I have
Brooklyn.
What's your favorite winter themed movie?
Falling for Christmas.
I have no idea what that means. What's your favorite winter snack?
Hot chocolate.
What's your favorite winter activity?
Skating.
Here on George in the Hallway, we have
Lillian.
What's your favorite winter-themed movie?
The Grinch.
What's your favorite winter snack?
Candy canes.
What's your favorite winter activity?
Going skating.
Welcome to George in the Hallways. Here with me I have
Monsieur Fitz.
What's your favorite winter-themed movie?
Vacation.
What's your favorite winter-themed snack?
Ooh, Le Chocolat Chaud.
What's your favorite winter-themed activity?
Really enjoy pickup hockey outdoors.
The answer to the riddle is an egg. So that does it for this episode. Let's remember to be kind out there.